everyone. This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for listening today to Chuck's Favorite Things, inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. TGIF, as some people say. Today is Friday, August the 21st. I'm so glad to be with you today on this podcast, and I hope you're also looking at my blog on chuckfavoritethings.com, and you can read along and read some of the details that I don't put on the live broadcast of my podcast. But you can see some other things that I've written down that I don't always talk about what I write, and I don't always write about what I talk. Does that make sense? Anyway, I have a song today I want to share with you that I shared with you on a podcast back in June on a Soulful Sunday. I shared it with you that day. And then that was from my recording of Wake Up America in 1999 when I recorded that in the studio down in Bossier City, Louisiana. And as I've been looking through these Lost Tape Project songs, and I found this cassette tape, if you've heard the story, I found this cassette tape that I recorded back in 1990 or so in North Carolina, and I've been sharing with you some of those rough mix demo recordings that we did. They're not perfect, we know that, but they're just fun. It's a lot of energy that we had created back there between me and Richard and Chuck, playing a three-piece combo band. I was hoping to release a CD back in the 90s, but I never got it off the ground due to different situations. But this was just a fun time to record, and we were probably the tightest as a three-piece band that we'd ever been at this time. So I found this cassette, right? And on this cassette, I've been sharing these songs with you. And this particular one today is called I No Longer Sing the Blues. Again, I shared this with you on a podcast in June. If you want to go back and look at that link, the link is on my webpage. And also, this particular version, we recorded, the three of us, in our sanctuary at our church, Chimney Lane, Ashburn, North Carolina, out in the country. After the recording was done, about a week or two, maybe a few months later, I asked my friend Bruce Liberatore if he would come and add some parts to it. He said yes. Now let me tell you about Bruce, and that's why I'm sharing this song with you again, and it's only been a month since I shared it with you before, or a month and a half, but this recording featuring Bruce on here is just electric, okay? And that's about all I can say. Bruce is a unique individual that plays guitar left-handed, but he doesn't play left-handed strung guitar. He plays a right-handed guitar upside down, backwards. Something like that, okay? I really can't describe it, and he tried to describe it to me. He said he learned by watching TV, and he was watching the people on TV, and so they were a mirror image of what he was looking at. So he was just playing like he saw them play. He's an amazing artist, okay, guys? If you ever get the chance to meet Bruce, I believe he still lives in North Carolina. Tremendous guitarist, and does some things on the guitar that I dream about, but I never can pull off. In fact, one night we were up at the church. This is a side story. We were up at the church one night. This was back in the day when, you know, hardly too many people had a VCR player, but we knew our church had a VCR player. And so we went up there and hooked this VCR up to the TV that was up at church. And he and I watched Van Halen's Live Without a Net concert. And that was my first experience. I was a young married guy with two kids at home, you know, fairly small kids. And I didn't get out much, you know, except at church and work. And I didn't even listen to that kind of rock and roll anymore because I was too busy. My life was too full of, you know, work and church and kids and wife and all that stuff. But anyway, one night Bruce said, "Hey, you ever heard of these guys?" I said, "No." Okay, so I went up there and we just sat down and watched this. And I was just amazed. You know, Bruce put me into a whole other world of Van Halen. I'd never heard a guitar player quite like that before. Now, so Bruce has the ability to play much of that style like Eddie Van Halen does and some of the other guys that play like that. Bruce is just a fantastic guitarist and a great person. He also plays a great blues harmonica, and we used him several times at our church on different songs, and he just added a great touch to this song with his blues harmonica. So I hope you enjoy this little rendition of I No Longer Sing the Blues. This is the 1990 version, and it's raw. Again, it's a demo. There might be some tape hiss. The tape might be stretching, but I think you'll get the message of it, and I think you'll have fun with this recording. So I'll come back at the end of the song and share with you some goodbyes until tomorrow.
Well, all my life I've been playing some kind of music.
Think about that. Now, can Bruce play the guitar and the harmonica? I mean, that was just amazing, guys. Thank you, Bruce, for being part of that recording. Thank you, Richard, Chuck. You know, we're not going to get all rich and famous, but we are going to be remembered that we had fun in 1990 and back in those days at Chimney Lane playing music together. We just had a lot of fun. That was I No Longer Sing the Blues, 1990 version. Thank you for listening today to Chuck's Favorite Things. It's inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Tomorrow's podcast is going to be at the movies, you know, and I've still yet to decide what movie I'm going to share with you. So hang loose. You know, it might come out late tomorrow night. I don't know when I'm going to get it out, but I am going to talk about a movie sometime tomorrow and share that with you. In fact, I might just get real inspired on the way while I'm driving around town today or something like that. And I'll share with you at the movies. And then we have Soulful Sunday on Sunday, and that's going to be a great song I'm going to share with you called God's Way is Best, a song I wrote years ago as well. But I'm sitting here on a Friday morning recording this podcast and sharing with you my song, I No Longer Sing the Blues, sitting here with my Plexus Pink drink. And as I share with you, this podcast is sponsored by an independent Plexus ambassador, and that is me. And I'm just sitting here enjoying my Plexus Slim drink. And that's how I start my day off every day. Some people drink it in the afternoon. Some people drink it in the mid-morning. You drink it whenever you want to, but I like to drink it in the morning hours. It's just a good way to start my day. So I've really enjoyed my Plexus journey. I'm not going to tell you much more about that. Just telling you that it is there. It's working, and it's available for you as well. In fact, Plexus Worldwide is offering a $5 discount for people that want to check out Plexus or make a purchase. And it's $5 off your purchases from yesterday until August the 31st. And so if you'd like to take advantage of that offer, please go to my webpage, plexuschuck.com, and use the coupon code BTS5. That stands for Back to School 5. You'll save $5 off your customer order. You want to order some Plexus Slim and try it? You want to order another product, some vitamins or whatever, $5 off any order for customers between now and August 31st. It's a great deal to get you started with Plexus Slim. I highly recommend it. It's changed my life, and I think it could help you in your journey as well. Thank you so much for listening to Chuck's Favorite Things. I will see you tomorrow, and until that time, keep smiling, keep looking up, and remember, I no longer sing the blues. Bye-bye.